Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You have your Bibles this morning. Would you turn with me into the book of Psalms, chapter 23? The Lord has laid this upon my heart in a strong way. And you probably, most of you, probably could quote it. The whole chapter of Psalms, the 23rd chapter of Psalms. Yes. It ain't hard one to learn. Psalms 23. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me," now notice, the sheep is talking here to the shepherd about the shepherd. The sheep is describing the shepherd. "He maketh me to what? Lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
Thank you, Lord.
All right. In this lesson this morning,
yes, indeed, God.
I don't know how far I'll get in. I got page after page. We're going to look at the shepherd and the sheep. In your Bible, in the Old Testament, God calls himself the shepherd of his people.
That's true.
We're referred to as sheep. Now, there's a reason. The sheep of his pasture, and the Bible said, were the sheep of his hand.
Man, bless him.
Why does God refer to himself as a shepherd?
Right.
And why does he refer and call us sheep?
Sheep.
When Jesus came into our world to seek and to save that which was lost, why did he call himself the good shepherd? Why did Jesus compare us also to sheep? There's a reason. There's a reason. Did you know that out of all the animals that God made on planet Earth, sheep are different from any other animal?
Bless him, Lord.
Sheep are the most prone to wander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Notice, right. We're going to go to the Word
of God.
And become lost. David cried out to God in Psalms 119 and 176, "I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant." Have you ever felt like that you've wandered away from the Lord and you need to be brought back to God before you go too far?
Amen.
You know, we're here this morning and the churches are all across the land are filled with Christians, professing Christians. But how many know so many times it's easy for us to wander away inside?
That's right.
We're faithful to the house of God. We come to the house of the Lord. We may even sing, play music. Come on. But there's times it seems like we're so prone to wander away from God's presence. We get away from him.
Right.
And get out of his will. Oh, Lord, help us.
Bless him, Lord.
Did you know that sheep are the most helpless of all other animals? They have no natural defense. None whatsoever.
Bless him, Lord.
All they know to do is run.
Yeah.
Woo! They cannot take care of themselves. They easily fall prey to predators, helpless. They depend totally upon the shepherd to guide them.
Amen.
And to feed them, and to doctor them, and to shear them, and to preserve them. They are the most fearful. They are easily scared and run at the least sign of trouble.
Yes.
Creatures of habit, sheep are. They do the same things over
and over again and are real slow to learn.
Praise be to God.
One farmer, he said it this way, and I read after him. He said, I had sheep one time. What you can do, when you can come to the gate, get ready to let them out of the corral, and you can and pull a rope from one side of that gate to the other, and that first sheep comes, he'll see that rope, and he'll jump over the rope. Take the rope down, and all of the others, they come to the same part, the same hole in that gate, and they'll jump to go over a rope that is not there. We are so easily and so prone to follow one another.
Amen.
And if we ever needed to follow the shepherd, we need to follow the shepherd.
Amen.
Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I call my sheep by name. Hallelujah, and they follow me. Can you say, I know his voice? I've heard his voice before. He is my shepherd. My message this morning is stay with the shepherd in the fold. Raise your little hand. Stay with the shepherd in the fold. Don't get away from the shepherd now. Don't wander away from his presence now.
You're right.
I had a time with this yesterday. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be to God.
Jesus, we are his flock.
We're his flock.
God refers to Israel as his flock. In the New Testament, Jesus calls his church his children. He calls us sheep. Jesus said in Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock. We're going to go somewhere with this fear here in just a little bit. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. All through the Gospels, we hear Jesus telling his children, telling his disciples, fear not, for I am with you. The shepherd will never, ever run off and leave his sheep, but he has always got a watchful eye. And he cares and he tends to the sheep. When one of them gets down, the shepherd runs to it and lifts it back up on its feet. When one wanders away, the killer said, he said, I've watched my sheep. Said they'll keep their head down like this. He said in one place that he had a pasture field, a huge place in Africa. And he said that hillside went over in a steep place next to the sea. And he said, I had to watch my sheep continually. He said, they'll keep their head down and they won't pay attention.
Come on.
They'll graze and graze and graze. He said, for the most part, he said, the sheep will stay together. They'll be a little scattered, but they'll stay together. But he said, I watch for that straggler.
Yeah.
He said, I watch, and he said, I know which that direction it's headed. He said, it go to that steep part before it goes over the cliff into the sea. He said, I run with my rod and my staff. He said, I tap it and get in front of it. He said, get back over there with the others. Get back over there. You're getting on dangerous ground. You're going to go over a cliff. Can you say, God, watch over me, sweet Jesus? Oh, I'm glad that we are the apple of God's eye. God sees in front of us. God knows the direction we're going, and he cares about us. He don't want us to fall. He don't want us to go over a cliff. That's the reason we need a shepherd.
Amen. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Do you think for a moment that if Jesus shed his blood for his flock, that he'll lose one of us now? No!
No way.
No way! He's got too much invested in me and in you. The shepherd and bishop of our souls purchased us with his own life and with his own blood. Oh, God, don't ever think for a moment that Jesus does not see you or he does not care. He is aware of you right where you are. Praise be to the Lord.
The Lord and my God, have your way, Lord.
Brother Jason, I saw there the other day on my phone, and I looked at sheep, And they had video clips. Listen to this. I wouldn't believe it if I had seen it with my own eyes.
Bless the Lord.
In the Isle of Wight, W-I-G-H-T, Wight, it's over in England. There's an island there. It's thousands of acres there. And they have got sheep, many flocks of sheep in that area. In a period of time, 200 sheep were killed.
Bless the Lord.
Ravens, listen, when the ewe, the mother sheep, got ready to have her baby, she would lay on her side to have her little baby. The ravens and the crows, and I can't think of the other now, three types of birds would flock and come in there and get around that. When the little lamb was born, he'd come out head first, and they were there to peck its eyeballs out and to eat its tongue.
Wow.
So the people in that area has got these high-powered rifles with these big scopes on, shooting away over 200 yards, and had to set up sandbags and everything to kill the crows and the ravens and the magpies that came in there to peck the eyeballs out of the little lambs and kill them.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I saw, and it showed that shepherd there, a little lamb's head is only to hear. Being birthed and it was dead, he had to reach in there and pull it out. And the birds over there in the trees, way over in the trees, are hollering and everything. I'm going to tell you something.
Listen.
Crows and ravens are a type of sin and Satan and the devil.
Man.
Yes.
What they did, they set up those high-powered rifles and kill those when they started surrounding those ewes, those mother sheep to have their little ones, and had to shoot and kill those ravens and crows. They're a bird that is unclean. I'm going to tell you something. It's a reference to our children in this day and hour. The devil wants our young people, and he wants the children. Oh, Lord, he'll try to destroy them when they're born and take them out. Say, Lord, help us this morning. Oh, God, I pray. 200 sheep, 200 little lambs. I saw eyes gouged out, tongues eat out, died. Oh, God, we live in a cruel world, don't we? Oh, Jesus. Notice what Jesus said in John's Gospel 10:7. Verily, verily, I say unto you, which means truly of a truth, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the good shepherd. If we ever needed the Holy Ghost and protection of the shepherd, it's in these dark, evil times that we're living in right now. Woo! Oh, God. In early Bible times, do you know how shepherds built their corrals for their sheep? To keep them together and safe from wolves, lions, and bears. Did you know how they did it? To build their corrals. They would gather stones, cut down bushes, and thorns, and big briars, and bushes, and build a wall in a big circumference, circling an area in a field or on a slanted hillside. When the wall was almost complete and joined together in a big circle, they would leave an opening for the sheep to enter in for the night. Do you know what the gate and the door was to that entrance of that corral?
Bless him, Lord.
The shepherd himself.
Come on, let me go.
It wasn't no wooden gate. It wasn't no iron gate. It wasn't no stone wall to be a gate. The shepherd was the gate in that opening to that sheepfold. They said in the history of those times that the shepherds would sleep, so to speak, with one eye open and the other one closed, and both of their ears listening with their rod in their hand inside of that gate. It's been known that good shepherds who love their sheep would die for them when a bear and a lion would try to enter into that corral to get a lamb. The shepherd would stand up with his club and would run them off. Hallelujah. And give his life for the sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you praise him here this morning? I know somebody that went all the way to the cross. Hallelujah to God. Gave his life to redeem us. I'm glad I'm one of his sheep. I'm glad I'm in the fold. How many can say I'm glad I'm in the fold? Hallelujah. He's a good shepherd this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to let you know this morning that God will preserve what belongs to him.
Amen.
Woo, Brother George.
That's right.
Are you one of his?
Right.
No wonder he says, fear not, fear not, fear not. We're going to go somewhere probably next Sunday or two. I can't get all this out.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen to the Lord in Isaiah 23 and 4. I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. I love you, Brother Jason. God has given us a shepherd, and he's given us a fold. Give him a praise this morning. You can't find this just anywhere, Brother George. You can't find the Holy Ghost and the anointing and the Word of God and the bread being broken and being fed, hallelujah, to the hungry like we have here. Oh, God.
Amen. You're right, brother.
I will set up shepherds over them that will feed them. They shall fear no more. Nor be dismayed. That's discouraged. Neither shall they be lacking. Glory. Thank God for good men, good pastors and preachers that God has set over the sheep to feed them and to minister to them and to exhort them and to edify and to comfort and to lead, give him a wave offering. Thank God for the shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Name of the Lord.
Woo! Glory
to
God. Well,
glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord, for the
come on,
Brother Tommy.
Blessed be God.
Listen now. In the Song of Solomon, the wise man, by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, wrote an allegory using two people. The Shunammite woman, representing the church, representing the child of God and the bride of Christ, and the other one representing her beloved groom called the shepherd.
Lord, bless him.
All the way through. The Shunammite is the sheep.
Yeah.
And her beloved is the shepherd. Notice what the Shunammite woman says to her shepherd in the Song of Solomon 1 and verse 7. Tell me. Tell me, O thou, whom my soul loveth, where thou feedest, where thou makest thy flock to rest at noon. For why should I be as one that turneth aside by the flocks of thy companions? Draw me and we will run after thee. What is she saying to her beloved shepherd? Oh Lord, I love you. There's no shepherd like you. There's other shepherds all around. There's other leaders all around. But there's no shepherd like you. There's other flocks. There's other pastures. But there's none like you. Oh, you're the best, dear Lord. Draw me, and I will forever follow you. I'll run after you. Hallelujah. I'll forever stay in the fold. I seek no other. I have the best. I don't want any other. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
right.
I got the best this morning.
That's right, brother.
I said, I'm blessed this morning. Yeah. I'm in the fold. I'm right where God wants me. Yeah. Hallelujah. With the presence of the shepherd. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many's glad for the shepherd? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Other shepherds.
Have your way, Lord.
Other pastors, other preachers, preachers on the internet, preachers all over this world on TV, coming through the satellites. Come on, but God's got a chosen and God's got a remnant, a gift, people, the truth. There is a truth in this gospel. Thank God. There's other pasture fields. There's other fields. But I would rather stay with God's chosen and God's sanctified and God's holy. Come on, hallelujah to the Lord. I would rather stay with the true shepherd. No wonder he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the light. There's no other way to heaven. Anybody that tries to climb up any other way is the same as a thief and a robber. There is a good shepherd this morning.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Glory to God.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Blessed be God.
Yes.
Can you say that of the Lord this morning? I have the best shepherd in the world.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Lord. Yes.
Oh, man, I feel something up here.
Thank you.
I got the best. Hallelujah. Let's be like Psalmist David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not go want. I'll go where he leadeth, and I'll pasture where he feedeth. Praise the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God.
God will gather his flock. Now notice, God does not want ever in his heart, ever want his flock to scatter.
No.
No.
He wants them together.
Stay together.
Security. Security and unity.
Man, bless him, Lord.
He wants them together in the fold and never separated.
Praise
never separated.
Be to God.
Let's look now at the heart of God. Look at him. Look at the heart of God. See it bleed through the scriptures for his church and for his people. Ezekiel 34 and 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep, I search my sheep, and seek them out. Oh God, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
Praise.
Now notice, I know these scriptures are referring to the nation of Israel in the last days. But you will see the heart of God for his children and his bride. Oh, but you see the Lord's heart that it was never intended for his children to be scattered and separated from one another and away from their shepherd. When you're scattered away from the care of your shepherd, it leads to death and destruction. You have no comfort. You have no protection when you're out of the way from God. I don't want to wander now. I said, I don't want to drift away now. I want to stay as close to the shepherd as I can. I want to stay among the redeemed.
Hallelujah be to
God. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God goes on speaking allegorically here. Now, notice. He uses the natural to convey a spiritual meaning, a thought. That's the way God teaches. He takes the natural things. He takes nature. And he reveals the spiritual. He reveals the heavenly things to us using the natural. I will feed them up on the mountains and by the rivers. My.
Praise be to God.
I will feed them in a good pasture.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo! It's the best pastor I've ever had.
Amen, bro.
I wish I could cry and my voice would penetrate the walls of all of these churches that don't really, really know Jesus. There is a truth. There's a real pastor. There's a real good shepherd. Glory to God. And his name is Jesus. Woo, praise the Lord. I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains shall their foe be. There shall they lie down in a good fold. And in a fat pasture shall they feed. Keller said, I'll never forget. He said it was early spring. And he said they was still early enough spring to where the winter wind sometimes will blow, still blow in. He said that big ridge line right there. He said they come a hailstorm. He said it was late spring. He said, but it wasn't nothing unusual for a hailstorm or maybe some snow and cold winds to come through. He said, I knew that up on that ridgeline, he said, I had a little lamb. It wasn't very old at all, but it was born, and it was with its mother. He said, I run up there. He had a big old coat on, Brother Jason. I read that book, and I cried when I read it. He said, I run up there on top of that ridgeline. He said, that little old lamb, it was his getting around good, but it was still young. He said, I got it and put it back inside of my coat. He said, I poked it back in there. He said, you'll never know how my heart was touched. He said, I could feel the heartbeat of that little lamb. In the cold weather, in the ice and the storm, in the hailstones, he said, if the ground was covered, he said, I picked that little thing up and I put it back in my coat. And I could feel it breathing. I could feel its little heartbeat against my chest. He said, that touched me. Can you say that's what my shepherd is? He's got a heart. Oh, praise the Lord. I said, he cares about you. Oh, praise the Lord. He'll find you when you're in trouble. Oh, God of heaven, he'll pick you up. He'll comfort you. He'll comfort you like nobody else can comfort you. Underneath thee are the everlasting arms. Can you praise him this morning, church? He's a cradling me. He's a carrying me. He's a embracing me. He's a holding me. I know we're living in cold times, a dark age, but my Lord, he's a keeper. I praise the Lord.
Yes. All right. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. You're right,
bless you.
I love to teach better than anything in my whole life.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed, Lord. Come on, brother.
It's in my heart.
Thank you, my
I said it's down in my heart. Jesus put it in there a long time ago.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To be able to be called to preach and a minister when God puts it in the heart. And to reach out to others and to sing of the songs of praise and worship unto the Lord. There's nothing in the world like it. There's nothing in the world like it. I'm ministering for God. Nothing will feed you any more than when you give out to others and God gives back to you.
Yes.
Woo. You know the feeling.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ain't no way I can finish this. How many wants to come back next week?
Oh, yeah.
We'll
be back.
Yes. Upon the high mountain shall their fold be. There shall they lie down in a good fold in a fat pasture.
Yeah.
Shall they feed? I will feed my flock and cause them to lie down, underscore it, lie down. What a picture, Brother Anthony, of contentment. What a picture of peace. What a picture of satisfaction. I will seek that which was lost. God's a saying. I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. You'd be surprised at things that drives people away, drives.
Sure.
Oh, Lord, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He's a heart mender.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right.
He's a soul fixer.
That's right.
Yes.
He's my food when I'm hungry.
Yes.
Amen.
He's my water when I'm thirsty.
Yes.
He's my comfort. Oh, Lord, in stormy weather.
Oh, yeah.
He is my refuge.
Right.
He is my fortress.
Right.
He's my rock in a weary land.
Yeah,
He's my comfort in the time of tempest.
Right.
He's my high tower that I can run into and be safe from the enemy. Whoa, no place like the shepherd's glory.
Right, brother.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.